morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Once a calf leaves the home place, they're sent off into the real world, where they'll face the real elements. Alone, exposed, vulnerable to chilling winds and angry skies. It's where all kinds of hungry respiratory viruses, monstrous bacteria, and dangerous predators lurk. So you'd better make sure they're protected. Enter Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ. Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ provides broad protection against key respiratory enemies, and it is specifically labeled to protect against the most common type of BVDV in the country, type 1B. Because when the real world is relentless, you'd better have relentless respiratory protection to match. Visit relentlessprotection.com and talk to your veterinarian about Pyramid 5 plus Pre-Sponse SQ today.
The Oklahoma September 1st crop production numbers were released by USDA on Wednesday, September 12th. Compared to a year ago, a smaller Oklahoma cotton crop is forecasted, in addition to a smaller corn crop, about the same number of grain sorghum bushels compared to 2017, and a slightly larger soybean crop in the state. Oklahoma's upland cotton production is predicted to total 950,000 bales, 7% lower than 2017. Yield averaged 800 pounds per acre, compared with 882 pounds last year. Acreage harvested at 570,000 acres is up 2% from last year. If this number of harvested acres is correct, that will mean that approximately 210,000 acres of cotton planted this spring will end up being abandoned. Oklahoma soybean production is forecast at 19.84 million bushels, up 6% from last year. Yield is expected to average 31 bushels per acre compared with 29 bushels in 2017. Harvested acreage at 640,000 acres is unchanged from last year. Oklahoma corn production totaled 33.75 million bushels, down 13% from the previous year. Statewide yields, though, averaged 125 bushels per acre, just one bushel lower than 2017. Acres harvested for grain at 270,000 are down 12% from last year. Oklahoma sorghum production totaled just over 15 million bushels, down 3% from last year. Yield averaged 43 bushels per acre, down 10 bushels from the previous year, and acres harvested at 350,000 acres, 17% higher than 2017. Finally, Oklahoma peanut production is 48% lower than last year at 45 million pounds. Yield is forecast at 3,000 pounds per acre, down 700 pounds from 2017. Harvested acres is down 25% from the last year to 15,000 acres. The September crop production report for the U.S. also indicated that national numbers for corn and soybeans were both above trade expectations. Corn production is forecast at 14.8 billion bushels, up 2% from August and up 2% from last year. Based on conditions as of September 1st, yields are expected to average 181.3 bushels per acre, up 2.9 bushels from the August forecast and up 4.7 bushels from 2017. If realized, this will be the highest yield on record for the United States. Soybean production is forecast at a record 4.69 billion bushels, up 2% from August and up 7% from last year. Based on September 1st conditions, yields are expected to average a record high of 52.8 bushels per acre, up 1.2 bushels from last month and up 3.7 bushels from last year. The USDA also released this month's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. To view that report or the complete crop production report, click over to our website at oklahomafarmreport.com. Coming up, Pollard Farms is presenting its largest offering to date at their 21st annual female production sale and mature cowherd dispersion Saturday, September 15th at the ranch near Wacomas. The sale features an elite crop of Pollard's youngest and freshest genetics, plus a select group of show heifer prospects, proven donors, and spring and fall calving heifers and cows bred for the backdrop. 350 head will sell as 250 lots, sale catalogs, and additional information available upon request. Call 580-758-1464. That's 580-758-1464. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.